Phoenix FM.
Today's Brentwood in Business interview on Phoenix FM is proudly sponsored by Brentwood Borough Council and Bennett's Funeral Directors.
And I'm delighted to say that I'm joined here in the studio this afternoon by Manny and Holly. Good afternoon to you both.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
So it's lovely to have you here this afternoon. So tell us, how long have Mullis and Peake been in Brentwood, and what do you think are the advantages of actually being placed here for your business?
Well, our roots actually start more westerly. Our origins were mainly in Romford, where we've been since 1902. But since December 2015, we established a presence in Brentwood, specifically in Shenfield. It was, in fact, our launch was probably around the time of the Shenfield Christmas Fair. So it was our opportunity to meet our community for the first time, and really, we haven't looked back since. In fact, we've since then grown our premises and established more of a foothold in Brentwood, employing more staff and engaging more with our community.
And so why do you think it really works to be here?
Well, Brentwood, one of the things which stands out in Brentwood is how it's a very close community. We tend to work very well with local residents and businesses, and my experience is that there are far more entrepreneurs and individuals who will set up businesses. So there are fewer of the chains. I mean, taking Shenfield as an example, where our main Brentwood office is, there is lots of family businesses, independents, and very few of the chains that you might expect. So it feels much more like you're serving the community when you're actually dealing with families and their extended families and employees who are all living and working and spending their money locally.
Great. And as an organisation, do you engage within things in the community?
We really find it really keen for us to take part in local community events. We've just recently had a big part in the Brentwood Council's Strawberry Fair and their Family Fun Days. We were actually one of the sponsors of the event, and so had a stall at all of the events. So it was every Friday over the school holidays and the Strawberry Fair. It was a really fun time for us as staff from Mullis and Peake to get out and meet people from the community. We had activities which were free for people to take part in. There was planting flowers and some vegetables, and then I think we had a tombola and some raffles and things like this going on. So it was really nice for us just to be out there having fun and enjoying meeting people and sort of getting to know the local community a bit more.
Sure. Well, sounds like that was a fun thing. So did you personally go out and do any of those?
We both did the Strawberry Fair.
Okay. We used it as an excuse for free childcare. So we brought the kids with okay. us, dumped them at the fair, let them see all the attractions and try to, you know, pet all the animals and jump on the trampolines whilst we were working in inverted commas.
Brilliant. Well, it sounds like a good time was had by all. Yeah. Excellent. Great stuff. Well, that sounds very good. So if we turn to the business itself then, what kind of things do you offer to the community?
So myself, I am a litigator in our dispute resolution team. So we do cover disputes for individuals and for commercial clients. This will be including things such as property litigation, landlord and tenant disputes, personal injury, employment. We also do some medical negligence work and contested probates. As part of our business, we have quite a big commercial offering. And we have a company corporate team that deal with mergers and acquisitions. We have a large commercial property team who deal with sort of drafting of leases and sales of commercial premises and this kind of thing. Manzarul deals more with the personal side of things.
Yeah, whereas Holly focuses a lot more on the businesses, I tend to see members of the public. So I'll deal with private individuals. I head up our wills and probate team. So I deal with families often actually at some of the more difficult times. We've also got teams which help with family matters, so whether that's relationship problems and child custody. And we've also got a court protection team which help with vulnerable adults and people looking after their affairs. But yeah, we're getting... it's always, I think that's one of the benefits of being in Brentwood, as I mentioned, that because there's lots of families and lots of family businesses, our interaction with the community is much greater.
Right. Things are going well, in other words.
They are, yes. It's, it can be, especially what I do, it can be quite a difficult subject.
Sure.
But it's an important thing, and it's nice to be able to engage and, I suppose, educate and help people so that they can plan for... I mean, obviously, it's in the news at the moment with the Queen's passing. People have perhaps been reminded about how important family is and planning and making wills and things. So it's important, I think, to have that conversation, as difficult as it might appear, because often, once you've broken that ice, it's a lot more... stress-free than it might appear.
Yeah, well, absolutely. And because obviously helping people through difficult situations is what you both do, in fact.
Yes, I deal with a lot of personal injury work as well as part of the remit that I cover. And obviously we have clients who come in all sorts of difficult times in their life in that situation. And so it's important to have the right level of empathy and then be able to deal with the clients and take them forward. We have to recognise different clients want different things. We have, say, our commercial clients are very much more direct, want a straight answer and don't want their hand-holding as much, whereas the individual clients, and depend on the circumstances they're in and what their issue is, will sometimes want a sort of more of a shoulder to cry on, in a sense, and a sort of a more of a handheld approach and a sort of more soft touch with the work that we do. So it's just recognising what the people that you're dealing with or the business that you're dealing with, what their needs are, and then working forward from that.
Well, that sounds from just the odd thing to say, but that sounds very interesting work to be involved with for both of you. Yes?
Yeah, it's certainly very interesting. I think we'll both say that our caseload and the people we meet is varied. So we can have, because I think Essex and Brentwood is such a thriving area, we've got clients who've they're self-made millionaires. We've got some worth hundreds of millions who will still come in because they've got their staff member might have problems or the business might have issues for Holly to deal with, or again they'll still need help with preparing their wills and planning so that their family can receive their wealth when they pass on. So yeah, there's everything from, you know, or just perhaps a spinster who doesn't have family to leave things to but wants to remember charities, and we'll still look after everybody from all walks of life, really.
Yeah, great. Well, that's good. Well, in terms of the borough of Brentwood itself, how would you like to see the borough moving forward to keep it as a great place for your business to continue to trade?
Well, that's a good question. I was discussing this with Holly, actually, before we came in, and we were talking about Crossrail, so it'd be nice to see that finished to help connect us into London. And also, one of the things that we were discussing is one of the things I like about Brentwood and our borough council is actually how they're helping to preserve commercial property. So I know there's a national housing shortage, and it's important that we do build enough houses to meet our community's needs, but not at the expense of pushing out businesses. So and one of the things the council has been doing is buying commercial property to keep it for commercial use, and I think that's important, that we keep we're mindful of retaining business premises so that we can attract the businesses to come to Brentwood so that it can continue to thrive, because they're the ones who will employ our local residents, who will then spend money in our communities and take part in our community events like the Strawberry Fair that the council organised and the other fun days. So we need to have the balance of housing and commercial property, I think.
We find that those business clients that have almost had an upbringing here, and then they've gone on to be entrepreneurs and build these big businesses up, they still want to use local business and they still want to support local businesses.
And they like being based here as well, don't they? Yeah. So many of our clients are very well established and very well run, employ thousands of members of staff, but they still continue to be based and have a strong presence in Essex because they like it, I think. It helps. I think it's an ideal environment to help businesses and individuals thrive.
Great. Well, thank you very much for that.
You.
So if anybody wants to contact your business and find out some more information about what you do, how can they do that?
A good place to start is always our website, mplaw.co.uk, or you can always, and all of our contact details are on there, so it's probably easier to look it up, and you can either email, send an inquiry through the website, or give us a call directly, and you can speak directly to a member of staff. So if, for example, you had a business dispute, you could look up Holly and go straight to her profile and email her or call her directly.
We're also available on majority of forms of social media, I think, but generally under MP Law will probably find us.
Oh, you can guarantee we'll be tweeting about this in about 2 minutes flat.
Excellent. Well, I'm delighted to know that. That's good. Well, thank you very much both for your time being here this afternoon. It's been much appreciated.
Thanks for having us.
Thanks for having us.
Community radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.